Greetings again, my dear wonderful sisters and brothers of the human family, my dear wonderful sisters and brothers of the Uhuru family. This is Deacon Christopher Frazier. I am your minister of information, Christian ambassador for, servant of, and to the Rastafari movement for freedom, justice, and equality, the kingdom of God, queendom of Goddess in heaven, right here, right now, on this earth, kingdom and queendom of Islam, the way of peace, truth, justice, and righteousness, through obedience to the Most High Father Allah and the Most High Mother Allah. This is thinkaboutit.org, the Mind of God program, for the recording date of Sunday, December the 8th, 2013. Now, verse 92 in the Quran. And they, this is verse 92, chapter 6 of the Quran. And they honor not Allah with the honor due him when they say, and the they are the others, the they are the wicked ruling class and ruling families, the they today are the house of Rothschild and the Oppenheimers and those politicians and those governmental, financial, educational and religious leadership that do not work for the Most High, do not work for the people. These are the others that work for Satan and work for the demons and have given their spirit, soul, energy over to wickedness, who are the leaders of the nations of the earth and who deny and delay justice for the people, deny and delay liberty and liberation and deliverance for the people. These are they who do not honor Allah. These are they who do not recognize the universe as Allah. These are they who do not recognize Yahweh, Yahuwah, no matter what name we want to use. Allah is that power that excels us beyond this wicked system so that we may do what? What's the purpose of all of this teaching? That we may be empowered to take control of the earth, the universe, and rule on behalf of the Most High and rule on behalf of the whole of the human family, making this whole universe truth, justice, and righteousness. So they who are the others do not honor Allah. They do not want us to excel. They control education. These others control religion. These others control entertainment. These others control politics. These others control the system so that we do not Allah the people, so that we do not excel. So they honor not Allah and with the honor due him when they say Allah has not revealed anything to a mortal. This reminds me of the scripture in the Bible which says that they who deny that Christ has come in the flesh is antichrist. We must put Bible and Quran together. We must think of one and think of the other and know and understand that Bible is backing Quran. Quran is backing Bible. You see, we have proven time and time again that every human being is Christ in the human flesh. Man made lower than the angels, given power to rule. Christ in the book of Hebrews made lower than the angels, given power to rule. Christ in Hebrews, the glory of God. Man in Hebrews, the glory of God. Christ petitioned for a body to come into the earth realm to free and liberate the oppressed. This is us. Every human being is Christ in human flesh. So when you hear politicians and when you hear religious teachers who are ignorant of this truth tell you that you are not Christ, you are not Jesus, they are saying that Christ has not come in the flesh. They are saying that Allah has not revealed anything to a mortal. They are denying the power of the Most High in the earth realm, in the physical, in the universe. They are denying that we have the power to excel this system. They do not understand on the one hand and refuse to understand on the other hand and do not want us to know on the third hand that we have such power in our grasp. The kingdom of God is within. The kingdom of heaven is within. Within you now. Your physical structure is mortal, but your spirit is Christ's spirit, soul, energy in human flesh. So these are they who say Allah has not revealed anything mortal, Allah has not revealed anything to a mortal. They speak like this because they do not want us to know the power that is within us to rise up and come together and create the new civilization of truth, justice, and righteousness. So we say, who revealed the book which Moses brought? A light and a guidance to men. The word light in the African Hebrew is feminine. And guidance. See, this knowledge and wisdom and understanding of the universe, the sun representing that power that grows vegetation and grows and gives life through is it photosynthesis? Through that scientific process where water comes down. Water is everything. Water representing seed of life, germ of life called sperm. And the sun giving forth the rays, and the rays of light are feminine. And that whole dynamic of sacred masculine, sacred feminine, working together to produce light and life and guidance. It says, you make it unto scattered papers, which you show and conceal much. This is talking about how the ruling class and the ruling families, they bring out Bible. They bring out Torah. They bring out the Quran as if they abide by these righteous books. They bring out Bhagavad Gita. They bring out I Ching. They bring out whatever book that you love. They bring out Constitution. They bring out your various laws and ordinances that are written on paper. And then they conceal much. To conceal is to hide. Now there is the principle. See? The principle of Atum. Calling forth Kuk, which is darkness, and Kaket, which is light, and Amun, which is hidden, and Amonet, that which is revealed. This principle of hiding, but hiding, and then that which is hidden comes to the light. That which was done in the darkness comes to the light. That which was hidden is now revealed. We are Atum, and we see that the CIA hides. We see that the rulers, the politicians, the president, the prime ministers, they hide their actions. They hide their doings. But do we not see that Snowden is revealing that which they have hidden? Do we not see that there are investigators who investigate that which the politicians have hidden? You see, the politicians, the prime ministers, the heads of government, educational, financial, and religious institutions, they show us the books. They show us the Bible. They show us the Quran. They show us history books and all manner of books. But then they hide and conceal much. They hide their actions. See, at one time, we didn't know that every war was a lie. Every reason given for going to war was a lie and a fictitious narrative. But Atum, working in the human being, has called forth the names Kuk and Kaket and the names Amun and Amonet. And now we can see that which was hidden and done in the darkness has now been revealed into the light. Darkness is not evil. Darkness represents a womb of darkness. The physical structure of the man is darkness. That phallus, that male organ that emits life. You can't see it. You can't see what's going on. Darkness admitted into the dark womb of the feminine. But eventually the womb brings forth and reveals into the light that energy, that life force that was hidden. So when we see here that these wicked ones, these others, they show us books, show us Bible, Quran, and then they hide and conceal much. Now we are in the bosom of Allah. And we are excelling. And now we are revealing into the light that which was hidden into the darkness. And you are taught that which neither you nor your fathers knew. See, these wicked ruling class and ruling families. At one time, the Greeks were taught knowledge they did not know. This knowledge was from Africa. This knowledge came from the ancient African ancestors. We have been going over this knowledge. The Shabaka Stone. The God Almighty Grand Unified Theorem. Telling us, teaching us that the final answer that Einstein was looking for was right there in Africa. But he did not know it. This knowledge was taught to the Europeans, and they did not know it. You are taught that which neither you nor your fathers knew. My European sisters and brothers, teaching the sciences of quantum physics and quantum mechanics and the atom. This is knowledge that was taught to you that your fathers did not know. This is knowledge and wisdom and understanding that was taught to the rulers of this world that their fathers did not know, but they do not want to give credit to the ancient African ancestors. So it is upon our shoulders, sisters and brothers, to reject the other gods and goddesses, reject the demons, reject the wicked ruling class and ruling families who have taken knowledge that was taught them that their fathers did not know and are using the knowledge and the wisdom not to excel, not to Allah, but to hinder, to hold back, to delay, to deny justice and liberation. As long as we continue to believe in Democrat and Republican, we will be denied and delayed and hindered. It says here, say Allah. This is us responding to the others. This is us responding to the wicked ruling class and ruling families. This is you and me who are believers in the universe. This is you and me who love the human family, who know that whether we are in church, whether we are in mosque, whether we are in cathedral, whether we are in synagogue, whether we are on the streets, the universe is teaching us to love the human being. The universe is teaching us to love the poor, the afflicted, the needy, and the oppressed. The universe is teaching us that we should find it feasible to come together, organize together for freedom, justice, and equality. So we understand this reality. So we have to reject the wicked ruling class and ruling families. And when we do so, we say Allah. And Allah in the African Hebrew language means to be ascended, to be raised up by the supreme knowledge of the Almighty Father Allah, to excel, to go above and beyond the construct of this wicked system, so that we, with the knowledge of Allah and the wisdom of Mother Illah, are able to change our circumstance, change our occurrence, change the condition that we live under. Sisters and brothers in the street, organizing and fighting and arguing for a living wage. Sisters and brothers working for the food industry, McDonald's, Kentucky Fried Chicken, wanting a living wage. The average age of those sisters and brothers in the streets working for food industry is 29. These are not children. These are adults trying to make a living. Every human being has a right to a living wage job, a right to health care, a right to education. Every human being has a right to have equal access to everything on the earth and in the universe under the sun, moon, and stars. And so we say Allah. We say unite with the universe. We say unite with this knowledge and wisdom and understanding. We say Allah, and we rise above and go beyond all the barriers that separate us. We say Allah. We say that word that causes us to excel and ascend. It says, then leave them sporting in their idle talk. The wicked ruling class and ruling families. Watch this now. Watch this, sisters and brothers. See, They have given the script to Obama. They have given the script to the Democrats. They have given the script to the Republicans. Now, there are sincere people. Elizabeth Warren, sincere. Maxine Waters, sincere. John Lewis, sincere. Bernie Sanders, independent. Out of, what is it? Indianapolis, sincere. But there are those who have bought into the scripts. There's a script given. Republicans talk to poor working class whites. Democrats talk to poor working class black, brown, red, and yellow liberal whites. But their talk is idle. They're, see, when you have your car in the idle position, no movement, no progression. You might as well be going backward. This is idle talk coming from Republicans, coming from Democrats, coming from the multinational corporations, coming from the financial institutions, coming from the religious institutions. They are talking idle talk. So we leave them sporting. Sporting having to do with sport and play. We leave them to play in their wicked games of wicked politics. And we go to Allah. We go to Allah. We go to that knowledge and wisdom and understanding. I want to speak about the condition of Saudi Arabia. Many of my Muslim sisters and brothers refuse to call the royal family of Fahd, I believe. That's the family name of the royal family in Saudi Arabia. They present Quran. Every year they have pilgrimage. They make enough money off the pilgrimage. But what do they do? What does the royal family do? They continue to work with the CIA of America, work with the MI5 and 6 of Britain, and work with the Mossad of Israel to continue to control land, wealth, and resources, and kill and destroy and oppress poor working class people. They show the Quran, but they hide much. They conceal much. They have a system of oppression of women. They do not allow women to preach in the mosque. Women have to go into the street and the dirt to pray, while the men sit up in the mosque learning the teachings, but learning the teachings in a wicked fashion, as if the reality of the oppression of women is something that should be supported. So we call out the royal house and family of Saudi Arabia, called Fahd, I believe their name is. And also, I'm thinking of what my brother Webster Tarpley said about the royal family's workings as it concerns Syria. It seems that those forces who are working to unseat Bashar Assad, those forces are disintegrating. Those forces are falling apart. It seems that the royal house of Saudi Arabia is trying their best to salvage something of a victory. Some of those that were with Al-Qaeda and Al-Nusra are falling away, saying that, well, I think the man's name is Idris. This is one of those generals that were working with Saudi Arabia, working with the House of Saudi Arabia, the Fahd family, I believe their name is, working with Al-Qaeda, Al-Nusra. But Idris is saying, you know what? I think I'm losing. I think I better join Assad. See, he just wants to be on the side of the winner. But the point we're making is that those forces garnered by the CIA, those forces garnered by the agency, the secret agencies of Saudi Arabia, those forces garnered by MI5 and MI6, those forces garnered by Mossad, they're falling apart. And Saudi Arabia is trying to get some of them to set up a so-called Islamic State, but it's not Islam. It's a perversion of Islam, a perversion of Quran, a perversion of what we know is the truth and justice and righteousness of Islam. Because what is going on is that the royal house of Saudi Arabia wants to continue to control resources, gas and oil. So they have made an alliance that is an old alliance with Israel, with CIA, with MI5 and 6 of Britain, with House of Rothschild and Oppenheimer. So my Muslim sisters and brothers, be not afraid to call out the royal, so-called royal family of Saudi Arabia as being they who show the book. Who, it says, make it unto scattered papers. Show the book Quran and make it like just no good papers scattered for nothing, and show and conceal much. But we are ready, willing, and able to reveal that which is concealed. We want to call out the elites of Islam, the elites of Judaism, the elites of Christianity, the elites of Hinduism and Buddhism and whatever religion on the planet. Call them out and reveal the hidden things. We are Atum, and we are calling out the attributes of Kuk and Karket, the attributes of Amun and Amanet, so that we can look into those actions and works that were done hidden in the darkness, so that we may reveal them into the light. Let's take this next break, and I will see you on the other side of the break.